Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Yep. And it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Get the Odyssey app and listen to us live. Or download our show's full podcast with the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
That's the name of our company now. Mm-hmm. Formerly known as the radio.com app, it's now the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
It should have switched over automatically for you. And if you don't have it yet, you'll want to search the Odyssey app. Thank you. So here's what's happening. Hey, I wanted to begin with this because I looked on the front page of today's Chronicle online, the online version, I should say. And it says here, Tahoe ski gondola at Squaw Alpine will create North America's third largest resort. And I know your boy, he's the face of Squaw, right?
Yeah, I guess. They don't call it Squaw anymore. Isn't that funny? Like he calls it the Valley.
But they do. It's actually here in the headline.
That's the only way that people can still know what it is, but they're in the middle of a name change. So when he talks about it, he calls it the Valley, but he was talking about this the other day, how they're going to connect the back end of Alpine with it. And there's even, didn't he say some rich guy lives in between and has finally allowed them to get a gondola that's going to take you across? They need to get rights from some dude.
They say it's a decades-old idea that connects the world-class ski mountains in Squaw Valley, the Valley. I guess he's calling it now, and Alpine Meadows is finally coming to fruition. On Monday, the company is Alterra that owns, I guess.
Both resorts, right?
Yeah. So they're a Denver corporation. They own the neighboring resorts, and they announced they're going to break ground on this long-planned, controversial gondola development this summer. So it looks like a series of lift towers and cables will be installed across 2.4 miles of steep backcountry terrain between the resorts and link them at their bases.
It's amazing. That's,
It's amazing. It's going to cost them $60 million to make this happen. But Squaw Valley, Alpine Meadows will become one big giant resort. I don't know if that's how Mammoth was done. Like Mammoth
like connected
is,
a bunch of them.
I don't know how that happened. I've only known it as one big giant thing. Mm-hmm. But Mammoth is, you can't do it in a day. Not even close.
Right.
You can't even do it in a week. Like you need a week. So maybe that's what they're going for, just trying to create a multi-pass giant amount of terrain that you would stay a week for.
Right. I mean, that is where I'm sure they make money on the skiing and the ski lifts and the ski rentals and all that stuff. But they make a lot of money on just people staying there and dumping their money in. That would be cool. And then they could rename the whole thing, call it Olympic Valley or something. He says they've got it narrowed down to a couple of names.
Well, I just thought it was interesting. I don't know what the second and first largest North America resorts are, but this new Squaw Alpine joint being joined by a gondola will make them the third largest resort in America. So that's neat. I know it's sort of off season, but not for Johnny Mosley, who's, by the way, is he coming over today? Today's your day, right?
He is. He'll be here in about an hour.
All right. This story's a trip because I know someone who, and it's a dude, by the way, a friend of mine was going out with a lady who he was like, she's a narcissist. And she was screwing with my head so much that I couldn't figure out which way was up. And I'm like, well, there's always the whole punt. How about you just quit? And he was like, that's the problem. I couldn't. I totally loved her. So this story is not about him. It's about this woman who's going to run 285 miles in a wedding dress to raise awareness for narcissistic domestic abuse. Oh. It's a thing. And they say the pandemic has made it worse because everyone has been trapped inside with their narcissist. So I don't know enough about it to really speak on it without reading straight off the page, but apparently the manipulation is strong and profound. And this lady, she's actually someone who, let me see what she calls herself. She doesn't call herself a therapist, but she's some kind of psychiatrist. And she ended up falling for this with a partner. And so that's, she's now doing this run to raise awareness for it. She's again, her name's Vanessa Reiser. She's doing this to raise awareness because it didn't occur to her. And she has
years of training,
knowledge on this kind of thing, and couldn't quite figure out what was happening to her in this relationship she was in. But she says that she was completely being abused by this partner.
How does that manifest, Vin? Like, are there signs that
with a narcissist? I'll read a couple of these for you. She says she was engaged to a diagnosed narcissist sociopath who had a history of abusing partners. She says, for example, he left me in Cape Cod. I had to rent a car to get home. He just split. She says, he padlocked me out of my house. A few months later, I left him, and he spit on me and called me a bunch of awful names and told me my dead father was a loser.
Oh.
Like, that's kind of, I don't know how that plays into the narcissist role, but there's a lot of abuse happening there. And it includes convincing someone they're crazy. So here he is acting out in dramatic ways, but making it be her thing.
Well, that crazy making is real. Like, I know someone who's a crazy maker, and you have to call them on it. Like, you can't, he just keeps turning it around and making it you. And it's like, this isn't me. It's not me. I don't think this is me. I'm pretty sure this isn't me. And, you just have to stop engaging with it. But it's, you're in a relationship and you start to feel like, holy cow, like this isn't me. This is this crazy person.
It's a trip. So they say here, she's a clinical therapist. Mm. She knew something wasn't right with her relationship, which seems pretty obvious. But, I guess these things don't happen all at once, right up front. She couldn't really figure it out. But ultimately, she had a wake-up call. She'd withdrawn from many of her favorite activities due to her partner's demands and realized that she was with a narcissistic domestic abuser. This is a lady, again, who's going to do this big run to bring sort of awareness out there. I thought it was an interesting article.
We think of domestic abuse as being a physical abuse situation. But, man, mental abuse is real. And there are people who make you feel... And what you have to get out of it and get away from it to actually be able to look back on it with any kind of perspective. It can be really difficult to see it while it's happening to you.
And
they've convinced you it's you.
Right. And if you've been trapped in the house with it for a year, it's got to be torture.
Look, she made a cake that says, I dodged a bullet on it.
Actually, pull back on that particular picture. Is that a painting or is there someone creepy in a mirror back there?
There's someone creepy in a mirror. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Is that the person taking the picture? Who is that person?
I don't know.
Just standing on the side.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like back up.
Creeping.
I'm taking a picture. Back out real quick. That's what it's
I don't want you in my picture.
Anyway, I thought I'd mention it because if any of that sounds like something you're going through, you may want to look into this narcissistic abuse.
Yeah.
And find out if maybe you're a victim of it. It's not just dudes or... just women.
Right.
It can happen to either side of the relationship or, gay or lesbian relationships might be
anybody.
With someone like this as well. So brutal, though, to be dealing with that in a pandemic. Like, it's hard enough. Relationships, I mean,
Right. And to be really, it can be suffocating being stuck with someone.
I thought this next story is kind of interesting. Did you know that people naturally think of a shape when they hear your name? And I went, no, I don't.
I've heard
musicians see colors when they hear sounds.
Oh, I have heard that people people can, some musicians.
Right.
Yeah, like really high level, you know, artistic, genius level musicians.
Perfect pitch musicians.
Right. They see color in sound. And I don't at all, like zero. And I also don't see shapes when I hear your name. But maybe this is something that
you
do.
Let's hear it. I don't think of shapes, but go ahead.
A cognitive psychologist from London says
there's
different
shapes.
Actually,
I think of a triangle for you, for V for Vinny. V is like a triangle.
If your name has B sounds, M sounds, L sounds, or O sounds, people associate it with a round shape. If your name has K sounds, T sounds, P sounds, or I sounds, they associate it with a spiky shape. It's not just shapes. It's also personalities. That makes more sense. I could see someone thinking spiky or whatever would represent noisy and loud when they think of me. Sure. I have to cop to that. I don't try to be, but I am. No question. Anyway. I just thought, oh, that'll be interesting. So do you? And the answer's no.
I don't really. I mean, I'm trying to. Like when I pictured your name and I saw the V and thought triangle, but no, I don't do that. And they say this is really common. I mean, maybe people will write in about it. Like, is there a name that you hear that you associate with a, like for Bryn, I'm not thinking round. Did you say B, a B sound is a round sound? And
yeah, I don't see it either.
Nicole, I don't hear spiky.
Well, look, some of this psychobabble is just that. And then others, it's, you know, really true.
Well, it's fun to talk about.
Right.
And that's what we do all day.
Okay, the hot new trend on social media is disgusting. I don't get it, but it's, and I'm sure it's overblown in the news, but I'm going to mention it because it sounds not only disgusting, but like it's going to make you sick.
Okay, great. Let's make each other
sick. So people like to get high. That's the facts.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
I've heard that.
There's all kinds of different ways. I've heard some people will lick a toad or a little tiny paper stamp or, you know, they'll drink themselves even when they're not thirsty. Let me get another, Sam. Or, you know, others like the smoke, whatever you're into.
We like to get out of our heads. It's an escape.
The hot new trend on social media is eating rotten meat to get high.
What does that do?
The trend is called high meat. People say that eating old, decomposed, discolored meat with mold and bacteria growing on it makes them feel euphoric.
Because they're so close to death? I don't understand.
They say, you're right. That not only is this going to make you sick, it could possibly kill you.
Yeah.
Why would you be doing this? But who would eat a Tide Pod purposefully?
Well, look, anything to win a challenge, my friend.
Anyway, there's a potential for all sorts of really bad things to happen from this current trend going around on social media where you eat old meat.
And then you tell everyone you feel euphoric even though you just really feel sick?
At the least, you'll get a stomach ache. At the most, you'll have full-on, full-blown, Bryn's showing us pictures.
Please don't show us pictures of that.
Showing a video of
eating
meat.
No, I'm not going to look.
Oh, that's what... Someone was eating that meat you just showed us?
Well, no, that was just a picture of rotten meat, but there was a video on that same... on that same page of a dude eating rotten meat. It's like...
Don't do that, kids. Stop with the social media trends. I can't stand it anymore.
A tourist group is in trouble for taking elderly tourists in China who paid to go on a sightseeing tour through a cemetery and pitching them on cemetery plots.
Oh, she was trying to sell them plots, huh?
Basically, hey, you're dying. How about here?
You can rest tourism. Here. Look how restful it is. There's a nice spot over there under that tree. That's nice and shaded.
Says they're investigating the people running the sightseeing tour is that's not really sightseeing. That's a trick. You're tricking old people into viewing cemetery plots and then trying to sell them those plots. The sightseeing tour, for their purposes, say, hey, the old people did get lunch as part of their trip.
It's almost like a timeshare sales pitch, you know, like You'd be spending a lot of time there. That's look, we're all trying to sell something, right?
I guess, if you say so.
I don't even know if I say so. I'm just trying to figure out how they could ever think that that would be a good idea.
It's, well, I mean, if you sell some plots, then it's a good idea. But
right.
Otherwise, yeah, you should be in trouble. That's not a sightseeing tour.
No. I want my
money. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. 650 says, victim of narcissistic men here. Also a therapist. The manipulation is subtle, slow, and genius. They key in on my empathy and act as if they've done trauma work. Recovering from it is beautiful, brutal, especially as a therapist.
Mm.
Well, yeah, I bet you think, well, I should be
beat
able to
yourself
recognize
up.
This.
Right, sure.
What's wrong with me that I can't even see it right. coming?
These people are genius.
When I think of Nicole, I think of the shape of a coin hole slot.
The coin hole.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about shapes with names, but I see numbers as male or female.
Oh.
Huh.
Well.
I'm terrible with numbers, and I still have a fascination with numbers and a weird vibe from numbers where I could see something that's numbered and go, not that one.
Oh. Well, 43 is your number.
Right. But I mean, it makes no sense. I couldn't explain it to you why if something's numbered and I see it and I see that number on it, I might go, let me dig a little farther back into the pile and see if I can find one that's.
What about like an address for if you were going to buy a house and the number was 27, you know, would you be like, I can't buy it until 27?
I think at that level, if the house was perfect, I'd have to figure out a way to
get past it,
unwhammy myself or, you know, like.
No whammies.
Right. I'd have to figure it out. I'd have to find a way to spin it so that it works for me because, yeah, I mean, at that point, especially house hunting in the Bay Area.
Yeah, you'll take what you can get and be happy about it.
Especially when you're partnered up and you have to explain why you don't want this.
I don't like the number. Yeah, you know, I just 611's not working for me. I can't buy that place.
One digit off.
Yeah,
be fine.
Right. I see names for animals, and it depends on the color. Only certain names go with brown fur, white fur, and so on. We all got weirdness, that's for sure.
We sure do.
Synesthesia okay. is when you see colors with sounds. There are that's some neat. Famous artists who have this, but it certainly isn't every musician. No, there's a famous video. I don't know if it's even still available, and it's got to be right on YouTube, where John Frusciante, who's the guitar player and considered a musical genius by some,
right?
But he's someone who's also
a kook,
suffered,
though too. Yeah,
he's suffered from addiction.
Yep.
And had a really bad phase in his life. And on video, he's high and he's talking about the colors and the shapes and the of music. And he's too wacky to take seriously, but he's that guy.
He truly believes he sees that and does, I'm sure. Yeah. Can't tell
someone
what they see.
If he was saying it in a standard state of being, you might be able to take it more seriously, but he's...
Right. Oh, I see the colors coming at me as a blue bubble, and over there I got wacky orange squares trickling down the wall. Oh, that's incredible. This is quite the song.
you know what? I'm out of time, but we'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages. It's Alice at 97.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.